This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is pressing his case directly to the American people.
Quiero enviarle un mensaje al pueblo de los Estados Unidos para alertarlo de la campaña.
In a 45-second video released early Wednesday, Maduro asked the American people for help preventing a, quote, Vietnam in Latin America. Maduro said the Trump administration is behind an attempt to overthrow him in a coup. The administration imposed sanctions on Venezuela's government-owned oil company Monday. The United States has also recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's interim leader. Guaido called on Venezuelans to mount a peaceful two-hour midday protest on Wednesday. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said Wednesday he still believes an orderly exit for Britain from the European Union is possible.
There can and will be agreement with the United Kingdom so that we can move on and move forward together with our new partnership. We will work day and night to make it happen and to ensure that we are ready in case it does not.
Juncker warned that the risk of a disorderly no-deal Brexit had increased as a result of the vote by British lawmakers late Tuesday. That vote mandated British Prime Minister Theresa May to renegotiate the most contentious element of the divorce deal that May already agreed with the EU, the so-called backstop guaranteeing no hard border in Ireland. Juncker insists that the deal is the only deal on offer to Britain and will not be changed. The White House says Vice President Mike Pence will visit Poland and Germany in mid-February. During his meetings and speeches, he'll focus on the NATO alliance. This is VOA News. Two people are dead after a